tonight. None of my business. So, Chantel Palm, welcome to the wonderful world of 88FM. You could have walked here from Zimbali.
I think I should have. I needed the walk. I needed, but the heat is just, it's too much today.
It's a stinker, isn't it?
The studio is so lovely.
Very high humidity. Yeah, it's gorgeous in here. Chantel Palm, you haven't released songs as yet, but you played live for a long, long time.
For a long, long time. My father is actually a blues musician, and he was in the Durban music industry for a long time. And so was my granny. She was an opera singer at the Playhouse for quite a while. And yeah, so we have a family full of musicians, and I just followed suit. Obviously, over the last 4 years, we'd have lockdowns and stuff from COVID, and I'd stopped most of that. But then I thought, hey, you know, we're out of that. Let's get it going.
Let's do something. You know, life is short.
Yeah.
Do you have a real job as well?
I am a freelance marketer, so I don't have a real job as well. But you know, I want to go back to being a full-time musician. That was probably what I was doing pre-COVID, you know.
Okay.
And then COVID came along, and you know.
And you've got a couple of kids apparently as well.
Three, and that's
my goodness,
not anymore. No more.
Closed shop now.
The shop is definitely closed.
The shop is closed to whoever is listening. So you're a busy person with bringing up the kids and your marketing and everything else.
Yeah.
When did you start singing? Sort of like, you know, in the shower at 6 years old.
Yeah. So I knew. My mother sent me for piano lessons from about 4 or 5. And we knew from then, because it was easy for me to read music. I know music, you know, very well. I can write the chords. I can compose. And then it just kind of gradually went on to me playing guitar. And that was from really, really young. Singing, you know, initially I had stage fright, as we all do. And then I did it once, and I think the bug just bit me, and that was
lovely.
That.
You do realize, I mean, of course you do, that you know, if you're not nervous when you do a gig, then it's going to be terrible. It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, even I've been doing radio for a million years.
Yeah.
And before a show, my palms sweat, and I don't want to really talk to somebody because I'm in a zone there just before 5 minutes before I start the show. So having nerves is a good thing as long as you can turn it into adrenaline, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you rock and roll with a band, did you? You say?
Oh yeah, I did. I sang with two bands before, and I still actually have my own personal guitarist, Ricky Ricks, with me. And him and I, we do this like little duo, and we try to keep it a little bit rock and roll and old school. So I have done the gigs with bands, but this is obviously a single. This is just me.
You see, that kind of music that you were singing with a band is so very, very different to the song we're going to play now, which is the single that you've just about released.
It is
completely different genre completely.
Well, how it came about was I have ADHD, so my mind is everywhere, and I had a very specific way I wanted my sound to sound, and I needed someone who could understand what I wanted to bring forth with my music. And you would hear it within my other singles as well. And the sound is very 007, as you will hear. I wanted every song to sound like an anthem, basically. And that is what this song sounds like. And I also want to say that the song is very special because at the moment, as I said to you off air, there's a young lady called Katie Mickelson. She's only 24 years old, and she is battling breast cancer at the moment. She's been in a government facility that have now said they've done all they can for her, but they can't do the biopsy that she needs done because they don't do it. Now she has to go into private care. They've got a backup buddy up, and I've also, you know, pledged that 50% of whatever I make from this song or any concerts relating to this song, I'm going to give it
to
Casey.
Tomorrow's not promised. It just isn't.
Exactly.
And age doesn't come into it anymore.
Exactly.
It just doesn't, honestly.
So what I'm going to do...
We wish her well. Lots of love, thoughts and prayers if she's listening at the moment.
She is. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the backup buddy up on my social media accounts.
Sure, no problem.
And anybody can just, you know, look, read through the story. It's a heartbreaking story. And if you have anything to give, they'll be appreciated.
We're gonna play your song in just
a
moment. Tell us about the song. Where did you record it? What platforms is the song available to listen to?
Okay, it was recorded with Frequencies, and the song is called Goodbye, and it is about leaving a very toxic relationship, Even though you still love the person, but it's about leaving behind the dreams and the goals. And
do you speak from self-experience?
Or every single song is from self-experience.
Okay. I hope it wasn't as bad as the song maybe might portray.
Some a lot worse, but this song in particular, not as bad. But I hope everybody loves it as much as I did making it.
All right. Where can we listen to it? Besides, of course, 88 FM. I think we were the first radio station to play your song.
You are. You
are.
The song is out on all platforms. So Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Deezer. It's also on YouTube. So if you want to go and have a listen, that's where you can go.
Fantastic. All right. Just finally, just give us your platforms where people can get hold of you. And of course, look at this backer buddy for your friend as well.
Absolutely. So you can get hold of me on all social media platforms. My handle is the same. It's my name and my surname, Chantellepalm. And it's the same on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook. And if you want to get hold of me on LinkedIn, you can do that as well.
All right. And there's an album on the way in a few months' time as well. So we must watch out for that, right?
Absolutely.
All right. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you, Dave.
And we really wish you well. I want you to be a DJ now and introduce on 88 FM your own song. Go.
Sure. Absolutely. This is Goodbye by Chantelle Palm on 88 FM.